Good evening and welcome. It's High School Football Friday Night Lights here on CDO. Nate Law and Tim Cunning coming to you live from Unitigo High School as Week 2 gets underway. It's the Spartans and the Walton Warriors here tonight who have traveled over the hill to take on the U. And it should be a great one here tonight, Tim, between these two schools. Always fun when these two get together.
Absolutely. They played in the Sus East and Sus West for many years, and now they're in the MAC, obviously, and they're, they play a lot of football together and, throughout the last few seasons and stuff. And Nate wins, Walton wins, Unitigo wins, so on and so forth. So they're a good matchup, and I'm really looking forward to tonight's contest.
Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, both teams come in with a 1-0 record here tonight, Tim. Of course, a big win for Unitigo on the road against Thomas Edison last week, 33-14. Never easy to take that long bus ride and do. On the other side for Walton, you might have seen that one on the Instant Classic channel last week because they came back. They were down 16 points three different times against Oneonta, came back to win 52-50. You can't make that up.
Yeah, no, 30 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. Especially when you think about Walton. Walton football's ground and pound all the time and everything, and they take a lot of clock when they're playing the normal game and everything, but only on a quick strike, so they used it, gave him back the ball, and Walton put it to him.
Of course, we were in Delhi doing the Delhi and Oxford game last Saturday, and that game went to overtime. That was a wonderful game.
Oh,
but we kept getting those updates, and everyone in the press box was just laughing, oohing and ahhing. It was like just crazy to see the score yo-yo back and forth. And so I think everybody is a little interested to see what happens here tonight because you have a Walton team that is kind of a new-look team with some new faces. You lose Dawson Beers and Blake Hitt, their quarterback, and Unitigo, talking to their coaching staff and Coach McCroney, they've kind of gone away from the Josh Firebend days of throwing it all around to Winchester and Marzell, and they're much more of a simple team this year. But it's getting the job done.
Right. Like you just said, they just lost three key players this last year. Josh Firebend, quarterback here forever, utility man Jake DeJoy, and 6'5 tight end Derek Beams. Okay, you replaced that, and you scored. What was that score of that game last week?
33-14.
33-14.
Yeah.
And Unitigo did not have a completed pass. Now that I find hard to believe when you think of the history of Unitigo football, that they're now the ground and pound show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This could really, really be a great matchup between two really, ground centraled offenses. And probably very, very solid defense.
Of course, Dawson Wilsey hurt his knee last year for Unitigo, ripped it up in game one against Green last year. He's back. He had a big weekend last weekend. And, of course, Seth Burnham is going to be probably their best wide receiver option. I know he was limited last week with an injury. So I think maybe we'll see some more passing this week. But you got to hope, I guess, if you're Unitigo, that Wilsey can stay healthy. He tore multiple things in his knee last year and managed to come back by baseball season. But still, you wonder, every time he makes a cut, I guess you got to be holding your breath.
Yeah, absolutely. As a coach and as a parent and as a fan of Unitigo football, you want that kid on the field. So, every time he does something and if he comes up a little bit gimpy, everybody takes a deep breath. That's for sure.
And there's some other weapons offensively on this team. Of course, Zach Youngs, he has a lot of experience. Mike Rose, we talked about Seth Burnham, of course. And I think that there are some big pieces, especially the quarterback, Jared Smith. He's been around. He played QB a little bit last year when Firebend was hurt. So there is some good experience. And home opener, they got to be excited here.
Yeah, they definitely have to be excited and also to be 1-0. I mean, you're playing Walton. You have a chance to go 2-0 to start the season and give Walton their first defeat of the season.
If you rewind it back to last year, the game was over in Walton. Walton came out on top of that game last year against Unitigo. That was a really good game. But Walton, of course, was 7-2 last year, and their only losses were to the two teams that made the sectional finals in Deposit Hancock and Tioga. So they were a solid team last year. Unitigo was kind of in rebuilding mode a little bit, but certainly they'll be back again this year, I'm sure. We're going to take a little break here for the national anthem. We'll be right back with Unitigo and Walton football on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Ampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Ampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Yeah, welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Of course, it's our Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show here tonight. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and we are about to get underway. We're going to have the coin toss here at midfield. Unitigo hosting Walton tonight. It's week two of high school football here. Friday night, of course, tomorrow we'll be back over in Delhi as the UV Storm come over to take on Delhi. So another week of Friday and Saturday football. So if you need the fix, folks, we're right here for you on CDO. And boy, it should be a great game here tonight. You think back 2 years ago when this game was here and all the weapons that both teams had. Walton came out on that on top that night as well. So it's been a while for the U.
Yeah, and it definitely was the typical Walton in that game, because they had, you know, they had the lead and they just ate the clock and didn't give the high powered, you know, the U offense the field. They did exactly what they had to do entire game long, and you know what? That's exactly what you expect from Coach Hoover.
Well, we are all set to go here. Unitigo is in the dark green home uniforms. They have the black pants, the white helmets. The helmets are new this year. They have the Spartan logo on them, as last couple of years they've had the U logo on there. Walton is in their home, or the road white uniforms, excuse me, the orange trim, the orange pants, and the Syracuse-looking helmet that is all orange with the white stripes. So set to be a good one here tonight, Tim. The lights are on. It's a beautiful night for football. As we said last week, we'll try to remember these temperatures in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I'm telling you right now, I don't mind this short and golf shirt in the booth with
no,
the internet.
No, at the end of the year, we'll be up here in jackets and hats and everything. So we will enjoy this while we can. So it looks like Unitigo is going to be kicking off here to Walton. No, Walton's going to be kicking off to Unitigo, excuse me. So the Spartans will receive, and they will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off.
Okay, your pick.
Oh, boy, last week we decided to try to pick where we're going to get the long kick, we're going to get the squib kick. I think they're just going to boot it.
Okay.
I think that's,
along with the boot.
I think that's what we're going to see.
He was 2 for 2 last week.
Yeah.
2 for 2. And I, on the other hand, was not.
We saw some wacky kicks last week between the two games that we did. So we'll see as we start off week two here from Unitigo, taking on Walton. And here's the opening kickoff, and they will squib it down the field. It does go long. It's fielded here by Unitigo, and they'll bring it up to the 30, 35, and that's where it looks like they're going to start this opening drive. Nice return there by Johnny Havens, who, if you watch Unitigo baseball, folks, he is a heck of a catcher, a tough, tough kid, and he gets the return of about 5 yards there.
Johnny Havens made a real nice play, and you mentioned the catcher position. It was like he was blocking a wild pitch because it was down low. He didn't know if it was going to take an odd hop or whatever, but he stayed with it, picked it up, and had a nice positive game.
I was excited when I talked to him this summer. He said, I'm going to play football, and he hasn't in a while. I think he's going to be a valuable addition to this team. So here's the U on 1st and 10, their opening drive. Jared Smith, wearing number 9, is under center. He'll snap and hand it off here to Zach Youngs, who gets about a yard. And it looked like he just got tripped up at the line of scrimmage. and fell right down. So it's going to be a second and 10.
Fell right down into the arms of number 52, Bailey Wood. Nice tackle.
Yeah, it looked like maybe he just got his foot tangled as soon as he hit the line there. May have hit one of his own linemen as well. So they will give him a yard 30 seconds into the contest here. Second and 9 for Unitego. Again, going left to right, they're at their own 35. Smith is under center, and they're going to give it to Mike Rose on a little sweep. He goes to the left side, and he'll easily pick up about 5 yards here for the U. Just keeping things simple in this new-look offense here for Unitego. And this is going to be about a 3rd and 4 coming up.
Bailey Wood on the tackle, assisted by number 15, Jacob Beach.
So we're a minute into this first quarter here. We'll have our first whistle as I believe they're just going to respot this ball here for Unitego. They're going to give him an extra yard, it looks like, moving it up to about the Walton 43-yard line here. So they're going to move the chains on that one, actually, and it'll be a 1st and 10. Would have been about a 3rd and short, but that extra yard made the difference.
It definitely did.
So Unitego, successful first drive here, 1st and 10. 10:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless as we're just underway between Unitego and Walton. Walton looking hungry here, maybe showing some blitz. And they'll hand it off to Zach Youngs to the outside. He maybe picks up a yard before the Orange Crush defense is right there to rope him down.
Yeah, he may have got one on that play, but I do want to mention this to you folks out there. This is totally a different look for the Unitego Spartans. They are tight in short splits on the line, and everybody is compact. Remember last year and the years in the past with Firebend? They were wide out. They were a high-firing offense. Looks a lot different right now.
That was Bailey Wood on the tackle for Walton there on 2nd and 9. Another sweep. This one to Mike Rose to the outside 50 to the 45. He's diving. Going to be very close to a 1st down here for Unitego. Another successful run there for Mike Rose.
Mike Rose with a heck of an effort on that play. He actually, like Nate said, was tackled and just leaped forward and got the ball out over the 1st down marker. So a 1st and 10 for the Spartans, just about 50.
Mike Rose, 5'9", 155 pounds. Not the biggest guy on the field, but last year we saw him get the job done many, many times. So a 1st and 10, a little double handoff here, and they'll get it to Dawson Wilsey. He's into the open field to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and Dawson Wilsey scores for Unitego, a 40-yard TD run for the Spartans.
Nice little quick pitch to Rose, like he had on the play before, but then Rose just slipped it back, and it was kind of like of a counter in the opposite way. Good play for the Spartans, and 6 points on the board.
Boy, that knee looked pretty good right there.
Sure did.
Scampers 40 yards for a touchdown here. 9:43 to go, first quarter, and Unitego takes a quick 6-0 lead over Walton. And let's see, it looks like they're going to go for the extra point. I was watching Austin Stockard in warm-ups. Okay. He can put it through, so we'll see how the extra point goes.
Number six.
As Unitego will line up, yes, the old Tanner Winchester number here, now going into kick, and this one is up, and let's see, we'll get the official signal. No good. Looks like it was wide right there, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like it was a little bit to the side of the goalpost, so no good on the conversion, but it is a 6-0 lead with 9:43 for the Unitego Spartans.
So a 40-yard run for Dawson Wilsey gets Unitego on the board. They lead Walton 6-0, 9:43 to go, first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Friday Night Lights here on CDO, and Unitego on their first drive scores to make it 6-0 with 9:43 to go in the first quarter. A 40-yard run from Dawson Wilsey as he broke it free puts Unitego ahead, and now we'll get to see Walton for the first time tonight. Tim, since we're kind of guessing here on kickoffs, I think Unitego's just going to kick her deep here.
Okay. All right.
So here we go. Unitego ready to play defense for the first time tonight, and they will kick it deep. And this one is going to go rolling all the way back and take a Unitego bounce right to the goal line. Walton's going to field it there and bring it out going right to left. And let's see if Unitego can wrap them up with a pretty nice return all the way up to the 15, considering that they picked it up right on their own goal line. So a nice job there by the Warriors.
Yes, that was a fantastic job by that young man. I'm not quite sure who it was.
Looked like Austin Brooker.
Austin Brooker, real nice play there. He kept the ball from going into the end zone and then realized, I've got to bring it out. So he came out and made a nice return of it.
Austin Brooker, as well as Aaron Stites and Alex Orchinski, are going to be doing a lot of the running here tonight for Walton. As here we go, this methodical Walton Warriors offense goes to work. With 9:10 to go in the first quarter, and Unitego leading Walton 6-0. And the freshman is going to be under center here, number 19, Dylan Jacob, of course replacing Blake Hitt from a year ago. Walton on 1st and 10 is going to run up the middle, really nowhere to go there. Maybe a pickup of one, that was Stites on the carry.
Yeah, that was a real nice play by the Unitego line. They made a nice tackle there. I don't believe, they're going to give him one on the play. So, 2nd down and 9.
And that Unitego line, one thing that you do have to notice about this team is they do have some good size on the line. Of course, Jacob Morrison, Dean Reed, some of those guys really do bring some big size to the table.
Jacob Morrison, is that the fridge play?
That is the fridge play.
Yeah.
At the end of last year, they started running the ball with him down by the goal line.
Absolutely.
6'3", 305 pounds.
I think I would, too.
And it worked. 2nd and 9 now for Walton with 8:40 to go first quarter as they go right to left. And they're going to hand it off again, I believe, to Stites, who's going to get up to about the 26-yard line here for Walton.
Stites with a real nice cut at the hole and bounced to the right side and made a couple, like 3-4 extra yards on that play just by his vision. Nice run.
Stites, the senior, wearing number 35, 5'10", 190 pounds, and he's going to get some of the workload here tonight in this Warriors backfield. So 8.5 to go first quarter. Unitego leading Walton 6-0. The Warriors with their first chance at the ball here tonight. And the Zebra crew having a little conference. We're going to have,
I think, our first measurement
of
the year.
So this one is really close. I don't think we saw any last week.
I don't think we did. Nope. I think we thought we were going to, but we never did.
So the chain gang is out, and that looks like it's going to be just about a half a yard short here, Tim. Bringing up a 3rd and short here for Walton. So going right to left, Walton in the orange and the white here tonight is going to have a 3rd and very short at about their own 26-yard line as they break the huddle.
You like seeing the officials get that correct, obviously. I mean, they had run to the right side, so they were on the right hash of the field, and the sticks were over here on the left side. So nice play by the officials to make sure that everything was right. So
8.5 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Unitego over Walton. On a 40-yard run from Dawson Wilsey. Walton with the ball for the first time tonight. 3rd and 1 as they are at their own 26-yard line here. Unitego trying to hold strong. That offensive line is set. They'll hand it off. And, boy, this is going to be close, but I think they'll punch it through for Walton for the first down.
I think his forward momentum got him the first down, so both teams have successful first drives of the year.
And Stites will break through for that one. And yes, week 2 here, our Unitego and Walton game tonight. Tomorrow we'll be over back in Delhi again as the UV Storm come to town. That's set to be a good one as well. So 1st and 10 with 8 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead, again for Unitego over visiting Walton. Warriors with the ball going right to left. And they will have it on this 1st and 10. Ball on their, just about their own 30-yard line here. Man in motion, and they're going to pitch it. And a little run to the right side, and they're going to pick up some running room here. Very nice play by Austin Brooker through the middle, and he breaks up past the 40 to about the 42 for Walton.
Version of the jet sweep, and I'll tell you what, he got a 5 yards more because of a great block out in front. So nice job by the line and the backs that led him around the end.
Brooker, also a senior with some experience, and looks quite speedy there as he hit the hole. So this will be a 1st and 10 with 7:20 to go first quarter. And Walton is moving up towards midfield. The ball on their own 42 now. They'll pass it, or hand it off to Stites, I should say. A gain of 1 before he's brought down by Morrison of Unitego right at the line.
Yeah, and again, the forward momentum gets him a couple of yards. So it'll be 2nd down and a long 8 for the Crush. And they are right about the 45.
Nice crowd settling in here as the sun goes down and the lights are on. Just a beautiful venue here with the hills and everything. Just always a fun place to call a game for us.
And to hear the anthem.
Yes, Judy Patel with the anthem. Hard to beat that. She always does a great job. Second and 7, Walton is going to hand it off to Stites. First down, rumbling and stumbling into Unitigo territory to the right side, down to the 40. And Walton moving the ball well here on their first drive of the night.
Yes, they are, and it's kind of the misdirection kind of plays that are getting the big gains. They throw in and every now and then they'll throw in a little bit of a dive just to keep them honest and everything, but it's the misdirection plays that are getting the big gains.
Walton going right to left. They're into Unitigo territory now at about the 42-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field here. 6:15 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading Walton 6-0. Walton, their first possession of the night. Freshman quarterback here, Dylan Jacob, doing a great job under center on this first drive. They'll hand it off once again, this time to Sorachinski, and he's going to be very close to a first down. Busted it right up the gut for about 9 yards, and as you would say, Tim, that young man had 5 touchdowns last week against Oneata.
That's just unbelievable. What a day, you know? We were talking with some people earlier, and they were like, I don't think he's touched the ball so much in his career. But, yeah, no, that's a great day for the young man.
5:40 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Unitigo, but Walton is driving. They're down to the 35, going right to left. The line is set. And Brooker is in motion. They'll hand it off to Sorachinski, but a nice job there by Dean Reed of Unitigo to snip that one out. Came crashing through the line, as well as Eli Young's. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Yeah, real nice read by the defense right there, and they stopped that play and have brought up a 3rd down and 3.
So 6-0 lead for Unitigo. 3rd and 2.
According to the clock.
About 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and Walton trying to pick up these 2 yards. They're at the Unitigo 35. Two wide receivers are split out to the left here, including Austin Brooker, as well as Nick Mills. And here we go. They're going to hand it up the middle, and they'll pick up those 2 yards. Great job there for Walton. Sorachinski again gets the job done.
You know how we talked about Emmanuel, how he used to get behind his line and on his, behind his back or his blockers, and then he would make his cut? Sorachinski doesn't do that. He gets behind his blockers, and he moves his blockers forward. He is going forward all the time, and I'll tell you what, no wonder he gets the ball enough to score 5 touchdowns in one game.
4.5 to go first quarter. Again, a 6-0 lead for the Spartans over the Warriors, but a 1st and 10 for Walton. They're in Unitigo territory. Ball is just about on the 29. They're going to pitch this one off to Brooker to the right side. He's trying to get to the edge. He does to the 25 before he's taken out by Unitigo's Mike Rhodes.
Real nice play right there. Just an old, you know, two-back lead sweep, and Rose made a nice cut. Rose made a nice tackle on the play to save a 1st down, more than likely.
4 minutes to go, 1st quarter, 2nd and 5 for Walton. They're marching deep here into Unitigo territory. Can Unitigo find a way to slow down this Walton running attack? Of course, everyone's been saying that for about the last 40 years. So Walton now on a 2nd and 5. The line is set. They'll hand it off again to the outside. Here's Stites, and he's gonna plow through 2 Unitigo defenders before he's brought down, and he'll pick up the 1st down here for Walton.
Yeah, real nice, real good run right there. I mean, he actually carried one of the Unitigo tacklers about 3 yards for the 1st down. So nice run right there by Stites.
Boy, if you're Walton, you have 2 or 3 running backs that you can go to at any given time.
Yeah, and that causes a nightmare. I mean, and then you have the execution of the guys up front making their blocks, and, you know, it just is a nightmare.
Unitigo 6, Walton nothing. 3:15 to go, 1st quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. A 1st and 10 for Walton. They're going to hand off the Stites to the outside right side, and he's brought down, but he'll easily pick up just about 8 or 9 yards. This is going to be very close to a 1st down, and Walton is now knocking on the doorstep of the end zone.
I know you folks can't see this, but that hole was massive. It was absolutely massive, and I'll tell you what, he hit it right at the time he needed to and got the great gain.
As you said, Tim, Walton just eating clock here and running it down on this drive. This is going to be a 2nd and 1, and they are inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line here. 2:35 to go, 1st quarter. The snap, they'll hand it off to Stites right up the gut. He's to the goal line. No official signal yet. He's going to be very, very close. And we'll see here. We'll wait for the Zebra crew to make it. It's definitely going to be a 1st down. Going to be a 1st and goal here for Walton with 2:20 to go in the 1st quarter. So Unitigo now trying to protect this 6-0 lead, but Walton is right there.
Actually, they're definitely, you know, this is just, like you said, just typical Walton. Just ground, all the way down the field, different ways, counters, you know, sweeps, everything, but they're right there to score here.
2 minutes to go, 1st quarter. Walton trying to punch it in with Sorachinsky, and he goes in standing up to the right side. A touchdown for the Orange Crush Walton Warriors, and this game is tied at 6 with 1:54 to go in the first quarter.
And the all-important conversion is up, is coming up here. See, the quarterback is still in the game, so I'm guessing they're going to go for two.
And it's one of those scenarios where if you get into those high-scoring games, you need to be able to either kick the field goal or go for two.
Well, we've talked about
that
it a number of times. Oh, definitely. We've talked about it a number of times how important that is in high school football in this area of converting these.
Walton is going to go for two. Now tied up at 6-6. The line is set. Brooker is in motion, but we're going to see the flag there and a false start. Our first penalty, really, here of the night, Tim. It's been a very clean first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. But, again, now that's going to back them up so that changes the play call, possibly, maybe not, I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
This is really going to back Walton up for this two-point conversion, so the ball is going to be out near the 10-yard line now. Of course, it's 6-6, Walton just scoring on a 2-yard run there by Aaron Stites to the right side. He went in standing up, just a very well-executed drive there for the Warriors. So a 1:54 to go, first quarter, under the lights here tonight at Unitego. Walton going for two. Two wide receivers are split out to the left side. They're going to throw across the middle, but it's short and hits down to the turf. So the score will remain 6-6 with 1:54 to go in the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break. It's Friday Night Lights. Unitego and Walton knotted up at 6 here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 1:54 to go in the first quarter. Both teams have had the ball once. Both have scored. Unitego is going to get it back for the second time tonight. A little squib kick is fielded by Dawson Wilsey, and he is up to the 40-yard line here before he's pushed out of bounds. That's where Unitego will start their second drive of the night going left to right.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and good run to the outside, and, you know, they got good field position for their second drive of this game.
So 1:50 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6. Unitego with a great drive on their first possession, but then Walton answered right back, drove it down the field. All running plays for the Warriors, and they punched it in with a 2-yard run by Stites.
Right, and then they tried to do their first pass of the game, and on the conversion, and it didn't work.
So a 6-6 ball game here, and this is a great one, as we expected, between Orange Crush and the U. And Jared Smith, the quarterback keeper here for Unitego, he's into the open field, finally brought down at the 35. A huge 25-yard pickup there for Unitego on first and 10. Great play.
Real nice play. Real good fake, and just kept the ball, quarterback keep off the left side, and just made a nice cut in the hole, and got a good positive gain for the Spartans.
That's the nice thing about Smith, is he's played a number of different positions for Unitego over his career. You put him in a QB this year, he's still a threat to take off and run. Big athletic kid. 1:25 to go first quarter. Unitego driving again. They're into Walton territory going left to right. A little pitch to Dawson Wilsey. Back to the right side, and he'll go up the gut maybe 2 or 3 yards as he works his way down to the Walton 30-yard line.
Tough 2 or 3 yards, though, I'll tell you right there, because he had two Walton guys hanging on to him, and then he was not going to be denied and made sure that he was going forward and got the extra 2 yards.
1 minute to go, first quarter, tied at 6. Going to be a 3rd and 6 here for Unitego. And the shotgun formation here for Jared Smith. And he's going to hand it off to Zach Youngs. He's going to split it up the middle, and he'll pick up about 4, so he's going to be short with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 6. We'll see what Unitego decides to do now.
Yeah, I just want to put it back out there again, Nate. You know, this is not Unitego of old right here.
No.
I'm telling you, these guys are so close together. They're like in a double wing kind of look with a split back. And they are all right impact, and they are very, very quick.
Fourth and three now for Unitigo. 20 seconds to go first quarter. They hand it off to Smith, and he's going to be very close to the first down, driving his way forward. Boy, it's going to be close down to the Walton 25, and the clock is continuing to run down to 7 seconds before they stop it here, and we'll see what the Zebra crew says.
Looks like they marked him just shy of the 25, so they are not giving him the first down. It's fourth and one.
So they did not get that, and time is going to run out here in the first quarter, and we will update you on everything when we come back. A great first quarter here under the lights at Unitigo High School ends with the Spartans and Warriors of Walton tied up at 6-6. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here at Unitigo High School. We're tied 6-6 between the Warriors and the Spartans. Unitigo got on the board first with a 40-yard run from Dawson Wilsey. Walton answered right back with a nice run from Aaron Stites. Only 2 yards out, but a great drive there for Walton. So second quarter underway, and next little break here when we get a chance, we'll talk about some other games that are going on this weekend around our Section 4 Class D football area. So right before we went to break, Walton stopped Unitigo on a fourth and short. And so, actually no, that must have been third and short, so now this is the fourth and short. And Unitigo goes for it on the fourth and one, and we'll see what they get here now in a QB sneak, and they are going to get it.
Looks like a real good effort shot by the quarterback for Unitigo on the quarterback sneak to get the first down and keep the drive alive.
It's my fault. I thought that last play was fourth and one. It was actually third and one. So Unitigo, that nice for them. They had the break from the quarter to come back out and plan for that fourth and one, and they get the job done with the QB sneak. So the drive is still alive here for the Spartans. First and 10 now, and the ball is in Walton territory as they go right to left. A little pitch to Mike Rose back up the middle, and he finds a seam, and the little guy winds his way forward for about 6 or 7 yards. Great play there for Unitigo.
He made a Walton tackler totally miss in the backfield. He thought he had him hit for a loss, and nope, he made a nice little cut to his right, got in the hole, and made a nice gain.
7 yards there for Mike Rose. Well done.
Where it looked like it was going for nothing.
Yes, it really did. So second and three now for Unitigo. They are inside the Walton 20 as we've switched ends of the field, and Unitigo now going right to left. Early second quarter action. Ball is on the turf, and there's a fumble, and Walton is going to pick it up. A little miscommunication there between Smith, the quarterback, looking like he was handing off to Rose, and Unitigo the first turnover of the night.
That was the double toss, and I think that was the same play that they scored on previously, so they were trying to go to the well, and they didn't execute the handoffs properly and fumbled the ball.
Walton's going to get it back going left to right on their own 20-yard line. Boy, that's got to be tough in tight quarters there to pass that thing off twice.
Yeah, it is.
Like that.
It's very, very quick. It's really very, you know, it has to be executed properly, or if not, you're going to have the ball turned over.
So Walton gets the ball back after a Unitigo fumble with the score 6-6, 10:50 to go, second quarter. They'll hand it off on first and 10, and Dean Reed rips down Stites in the backfield. We will have a flag on the play, though, but a great tackle there by Reed.
I think we have holding on Walton, so this play is probably going to get pushed back about 10 yards, and they're going to play first and 20.
Stites came around the right edge, and Reed was right there to meet him, and this penalty will go against Walton, which is going to back it up here. And so this is going to put Walton deep in their own end as they go left to right.
You know, and I got to say this, because that first drive of Walton, they showed everything that they had, and Unitego really couldn't stop them and keep them for a loss or anything. Now Walton's back in their end zone. Let's see what they can do from here.
Clock is running. 10:40 to go, second quarter here under the lights at Unitego. 6-6 between visiting Walton and the U here tonight. It's going to be a first and 20 with Unitego on defense and Walton on their own 10-yard line. Line is set, and they're going to continue to run the ball, and this time they'll go to the right side with Sorachinsky, and he's going to pick up about 10.
Okay, first and 20. Let's run the ball and get 9. We'll just play like we didn't get anything on that first. So
that's having typical confidence.
That is, absolutely. And you know what? That's the way they play. I mean, they make you stop them. If you're not going to stop them, you're going to see it all night long.
10 minutes to go, second quarter, and it is second and 11. So Sorachinsky picks up 9 on that first and 20. 6-6 the score between Unitego and Walton. And they're set under center, and again they'll hand off left side sweep for Stites. Gets through the first line of tacklers, but then is brought down at about the 25. So this is going to be manageable here for Walton. About a 3rd and 7 coming up.
3rd and 7, yep. Probably not going to see the ball in the air here.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. And we're going to see something. I'm going to call number 22's number.
Austin Brooker.
I'm going to call that number.
He has been lined up at the wideout spot, and he is flanked out to the left here. Technically a 3rd and 5 with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 6 between Unitego and Walton. And here is the snap. And they're going to hand it off once again left side, but they're going to be short. Nice job by the Unitego defense collapsing down there on Stites, and he really had nowhere to go.
Oh, he didn't, but he finished off the run. You know, we talk about this every week. These kids don't go down. They keep their feet moving, and they keep their bodies leaning forward. He got the first down when we didn't think he was going to.
No, 8:50 to go here in the second quarter, and he sneaks in and gets that first down after it looked like Unitego had him dead to rights. So a great play there by Walton. With the clock moving down to 8:40 to go in the second quarter, run to the left side, maybe picking up 2 yards here for Sorachinsky, and that's going to be about a 2nd and 8 coming up. Yeah, I thought Unitego definitely had him on that 4th down.
Yeah.
But a great play.
I was totally in agreement with you, and then I watched him go forward that extra 1.5 yards that he needed, and he made it.
And those are the little things that over the course of a game continue to add up. And I guess if you look at it in terms of adding up over years, that's why Walton continues to be successful every year.
Yep,
the
absolutely.
Little things. 8 minutes to go.
Execution, execution, execution.
Yes. 8 minutes to go, second quarter. 2nd and 6 for Walton. They'll hand off to the right side. And again, Dean Reed ripping through that defensive line, or offensive line, I should say, from the D-line, ripping down the running back. And this is going to be a 3rd and 6 coming up here for Walton.
Yeah, he is doing an absolutely fantastic job. I mean, he's not the most outside lineman, so his job is not outside contained, but he is doing a fantastic job with that right now.
6'3".
56, right?
Dean Reed is 55.
Oh, I thought, okay.
6'3", and
there he is, yep. Sorry about that.
210 pounds.
56 is right next to him.
Dylan McAdams. A lot of guys with experience on that line here tonight for Unitego. They're going to drop back and pass on 3rd and 7, and it's incomplete as they tried to throw out to the right side here. Of course, this is freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob. He tried to go to Jacob Beach, but it falls flat before Beach could reach out to grab it.
That was a nice little pattern. They ran a little quick slant over the middle and just didn't make it complete.
4th and 7 this time for Walton. And Unitego is expecting a punt here. He's back on his own 35 is Mike Rose with 7:19 to go in the second quarter. And it does look like Walton will be punting this one away.
It does look like that, yep.
Nick Mills is standing back on the Walton 20-yard line to our left to punt this one left to right. Good snap. He steps up and a nice punt into the night sky here at Unitego. It takes a Walton bounce. Rose for Unitego lets it go. And that's where Unitego is going to start this drive. On the 30-yard line. So the Unitego fumble doesn't really come back to bite them there besides field position.
And other than them not scoring, because they were down inside the 20 area kind of Walton. And any time you get down there and that opportunity against the Crush, you want to put it in the zone.
7:10 to go, second quarter. Fun one here so far tonight between Unitego and Walton as we're tied up 6-6 here in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll look at some games that are happening tonight as well as tomorrow. Of course, we're going to have Delhi and UV tomorrow at 1:30, so make sure to tune in for that. First and 10, they're going to hand it off to Mike Rose. He cuts and slashes to the left, but maybe a gain of one. Sniffed out very nicely there by Walton and Nick Mills.
Nick Mills with a real nice read on that play and made a fantastic open field tackle, because if he doesn't, I think that running back from Unitego is still running down the sideline.
Clock is running down to 6:45 to go before the halftime break. We're still tied 6-6 between Unitego and Walton. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's the snap, a direct one to Jared Smith, the QB, a stiff arm. He gets to the outside, but maybe picks up three or four. Again, Mills was right there for Walton to bring him down.
Plus an interior lineman, I didn't catch the number, but a nice play from the entire interior lineman and Mills together to bring him down short of the first down.
That looked like Tim Vandermark breaking free and, okay, and helping out on that tackle. So third and six now for Unitego. They've moved the ball up to the 35-yard line. They're still in their own end going right to left with 6 minutes to go before the break. We're tied still at 6-6. Two touchdowns in the first quarter. And Unitego's going to step up and pass. They throw to the outside, and this one is caught by Seth Burnham. He's at the 45 to the 50. He's got some daylight before he's pushed out of bounds. And that pass wasn't even meant for Burnham. It sailed over Mike Rose directly into the hands of Burnham, and he picks up the first down.
I was wondering if you saw that, because that was exactly what I was going to say. Went through the initial receiver's hand, who was wide open, and went to the one that caught it. But he was covered very, very well, made a nice cut, and a nice run after the catch.
First catch of the night for Seth Burnham, a guy that I think they want to get more involved. 6'3", 205, kind of built like a Alex Hoskins from Sydney type of wide receiver, and if he gets into the open field, he's got some wheels. First and 10 at midfield now for Unitego. Hand off to Mike Rose. He cuts back to the left side, 45-40, bouncing to the outside, down to the 35 before Walton's able to bring him down, but Rose is going to drag him all the way down to the 30. Another big run for Mike Rose of Unitego.
2 yards with number 15, Jacob Beach, on his back. You know, nice, like we said it before, Nate, these kids don't stop when they get hit. They keep their feet moving. They're trying to get that extra yard and a half, 2 yards, and that really helps their teams out all night long.
20-yard pickup on the run there by Rose. And, you know, we talked about Walton having a lot of weapons in the running back position. You know, Unitego's got two or three as well here tonight.
Yeah, and they are so close together. This is, like, really totally atypical of Unitego.
First and 10, and they'll hand off to Wilsey. He bounces up the gut from left to right, and he's brought down at about the 20, so very close to a first down here. Might be second and short coming for Unitego with 5 minutes to go before the half.
Good 9-yard gain by Wilsey on that play right there. We have a timeout on the field.
So Walton's going to take a timeout. It's 6-6 between Unitego and Walton. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5 minutes to go before the halftime break as Walton takes a timeout here with Unitego putting together a nice drive. They're down at the Walton 18-yard line. Again, 5 minutes to go before the half, and it's 6-6. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, always courtesy of SFC Youth. So thanks for joining us here tonight. A great game, a beautiful night for football, Tim, and Unitego putting together another solid drive here.
Yes, they are, and like we've been talking, it's not Unitego of the past. This is Unitego of the future. They're it's been a long time since I've seen anything different, but Coach McCroney has realized that he doesn't have Alex Firebend back there. He doesn't have that type of weaponry on the outside. So you know what? We're going to learn how to run the ball, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, Josh Firebend, the all-time Section 4 passing leader, set numerous records around Section 4 and the state, and he's not here now, and they have come up with a new plan, so that is great to see for Unitigo. On 2nd and 1, they're going to hand it off here after the timeout. This is Dawson Wilsey once again. He's going to pick up the first down and move the chains on another little sweep from left to right.
Quick hitter. I mean, he just turned right around, boom, handed him ball, and he goes up the field for a 3-4 yard gain and a first down. Good run.
And kudos to these Unitigo guys for coming in and learning a new offense like this after they have been kind of brought up in that other system.
Well, sure, and I mean, through the program, I'm sure that they've been doing it for a long time.
1st and 10, another pitch. This one to Rose. He cuts up the middle, was tripped up at the line. Good job by the Warriors there to bring him down. Maybe picks up one or two on the play. And that clock is moving down to 4:25 to go before the halftime break. We're tied here 6-6 between Unitigo and Walton.
Number 31, Jacob Merrill, made a nice little grab of his shoe as he was going, made his cut, and took him down for that little short gain.
So they will give him one on the play. So Unitigo's at the 15-yard line. They're deep in Walton territory, going right to left. Smith, the quarterback for Unitigo's in the shotgun. QB keeper, he's going to get turned around a little 360 at the line, leans forward and maybe picks up one or two. So this is going to be a third and kind of long here for the Spartans.
Yeah, real nice play by one of the backers for Walton there. He stepped into the backfield and made the runner cut, but he grabbed a hold of him and held on to him until he got some help. Good play.
Clock continuing to move, down to 3:40 to go before the break. 3rd and 6, and a big play on this drive for Unitigo after they've moved the ball so well through the air and on the ground. Smith under center now, man in motion, and they're going to hand it off to Rose. He's got the edge to the outside, leaning into the end zone. Did he get it? Yes, he did. Touchdown for Unitigo on 3rd and 6, and the U goes back on top.
Yeah, nice little run right there, but I think we might have just got a little bit of help right there, because that was a nice block on the outside.
Yeah, he sprung free, and he's a fast runner in the backfield, but some good blocking as well from Unitigo to spring him free. So 12-6 now to score, and it looks like Coach McCroney wants to go for two this time.
Yeah.
With 3:23 to go in the second quarter.
Well, they get the two here. It's just like they kicked two extra points.
After they missed the first extra point after the first touchdown. So Wilsey is in motion. He's going to drop back to pass. They go for Wilsey. He brings it in, and it's good. Two-point conversion from Smith, lofting a one up there to Wilsey in the corner of the end zone on the right-wing side. And it's Unitigo 14, Walton 6. We'll step away for a quick break. It's Friday Night Lights here on WCDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO. So Unitigo scores their second touchdown of the night. This one by Mike Rose, about a 10-yard run. And it's Unitigo 14, Walton 6, with 3:23 to go before halftime. So Unitigo's kicking right to left, and Walton is back deep to receive. Good kick into the night sky here, and it's fielded by the Warriors back at their own 10 as they go left to right. And they'll cut it back upfield. A nice run back here for the Warriors, all the way up to about the 35-yard line. Great return there from Josh Coffey.
Josh Coffey was one step away from breaking that down the sideline, maybe for 6.
Yeah, that was a nice run back, picking up just about 25 yards. And he got to the outside, and luckily, if you're a Unitigo fan, somebody was right there to bring him down.
And if he doesn't, I mean, literally, there was nobody back there. It would have just been a foot race all the way down the sideline.
So Walton, with 3:15 on the clock, is going to start going left to right on their own 35. So this is going to be an interesting drive to see how they use their time management skills here. 1st and 10 for the Orange Crush. Freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob is under center. Drops back to pass, and Walton is going to step through, but they can't get the blocks, and Unitigo was right there to bring him down for a loss on the play.
Yeah, he had no chance there. The pocket collapsed. He tried to get out, but couldn't get out to even look at a receiver. I don't know if he had one in the pattern that was even open, but I just kept watching him because he was in trouble.
Loss of four on the play. Second and 14 now for Walton with the clock moving down to 2:45 to go before the halftime break. Unitego leading Walton 14-6 under the lights here tonight at Unitego High School. Clock continuing to move on this second and 14 as Walton gets set. We'll see if they go back to the run game. And now we're going to have a whistle and a flag. It looked like Walton jumped a little early on that one there, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like everybody, we talked about it the other day, everybody moves except the ball. So, false start against the Crush, 5 yards back.
So this is going to bring up a second and 19. So, Tim, with limited time here before the half, do you think Walton has to go to the air in this type of situation? Or we saw a first and 20 not long ago where they picked up at least 12 yards.
No, I don't think they do because they still do have two timeouts, and they have, you know, they have the ability to move the ball and stop the clock, you know, and it's typical Walton. You know, I mean, eventually if they don't have the real big gains, you know, two or three of them, then maybe they have to go start throwing the ball.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go before the halftime break, Unitego leading Walton 14-6, second and 19 for the Warriors as they start here on their own 25. Here's the snap, and a little handoff to the right side has nowhere to go. And so this is going to bring up third and about 18 after Stites had nowhere to go, just no daylight there for the Warriors.
Yeah, there was no daylight in that play, and actually it was kind of funny. I actually thought number 22 had the ball. And I was like, oh, where'd he go, you know? And then all of a sudden I see heard the whistles blow, and I could see that Stites was on the bottom of the pile. So now we have a Unitego timeout.
Yes.
This
kind of
helps Walton out.
It does. On a third and 16, you know, this is definitely going to give Walton a little bit more of time to plan here with a minute 52 to go on exactly what they want to do in a couple of different scenarios, I'm sure.
Sure, but they also now have a plan on what they're going to do against the pass because, again, it's third and 16. They are in their own territory, being the Crush, and you know, you don't want to make a big mistake and have it turn around for 6 points the other way.
Walton is on their own 30-yard line, going left to right, and this is certainly one of those situations where if you're Walton, you don't want to give up anything that would put Unitego with extra momentum and extra points right before the halftime break. But you also want to try to keep moving the ball here. So kind of a risk-reward situation.
And you know, you haven't coached as long as Coach Hoover has.
Right.
Not having a few tricks up your sleeve.
That's true.
So let's see what we see here.
So third and 16. You never know what Coach Hoover is going to dial up. Certainly, I'm sure he has seen it all over his years. A Section 4 and New York State Hall of Fame coach. 1:52 to go. And they will hand it off to the left side. And again, another nice play here by the Unitego defense as just nowhere to go as, again, they tried to hand it off there to Brooker, and he maybe got two on that third and 16.
Yeah, was that Reed on that tackle too?
It looked like Reed for Unitego crashing through,
yeah,
as well as Andy Sheldon.
Gee, you said his name quite a few times tonight. Got to remember that one.
Yeah, Dean Reed kind of came into his own as we have a Walton timeout here. Came into his own, I thought, last year at the end of the year, football-wise, and then in basketball, he really started to show that he was kind of growing into that frame. And I kept thinking during basketball last year, boy, you put him back on that D-line, look out next year. And so far tonight, he has shown that is the case.
Yeah, he's definitely doing a nice job from that inside line position. And, you know, like I said before, he's not the outside contain guy, but he is not letting anybody outside him. So he's doing a really good job.
Fourth and 12 here for Walton with a minute 46 to go before the halftime break, and Unitego leading Walton 14-6. And now maybe for Unitego, if you get the ball back here, everything goes as planned as Mike Rose goes deep to our right to receive, you might have another chance at the end zone the way you're moving the ball here.
Yeah, I mean, where he might just say, hey, we'll take this lead into the half, and we're getting the ball at the second half. So
be interesting to see the rolling of the dice that either coaching staff decides to do here in the last minute 46, as it is Mike Rose back standing on the Unitego 40-yard line awaiting the punt here from Walton. As it is Nick Mills back to punt, sends one high in the air, and this one is going to come straight down and take a Walton bounce to the 40, down to the 35, where the Warriors will down it there. So Unitico is going to go right to left, and they're going to have a minute 36 as they are just about 70 yards away here, Tim.
Yeah, they got a, they got plenty of time. You know, I mean, they do have, two timeouts, one timeout. I can't tell what it says, Nate. So, but anyways, they have a couple timeouts, and you know what? They have a good momentum going right now, so we'll see what the Spartans can do.
So Unitego, again, is going to start on their own 34-yard line, going right to left. And we'll see what Coach McCroney and his coaching staff can dial up here for the U, as they've had some good success moving the ball. Now there's two wide receivers split out to the left side here as Unitego goes right to left. And shotgun formation here for quarterback Jared Smith. Drops back. He's got Burnham to the right side, and they try to go ISO on him. And the throw was a little short. Burnham couldn't turn around in time, so it falls down to the turf. Second and 10 coming up.
And that coverage was blanketed by number 22, Austin Broker. I mean, even if he caught the ball, he was going nowhere from there. So they threw on the first down, so let's see what they do here on second down.
Minute 30 to go before the halftime break. 14-6, Unitego on top of Walton. Second and 10. Of course, Unitego on their own 35-yard line here. So they go right to left. Now they go back into that more typical run formation that we've seen here tonight.
With the quarterback under center.
Yep. So Smith is going to pitch one to Dawson Wiltz. He's going to flip one right back to Mike Rose, that double handoff. Walton reads that one well as Unitego with Rose picks up maybe three.
Yep, they did the double handoff on that play, and the first time that worked, it was a touchdown, and Walton's gotten wise to it and are making some adjustments and making some good tackles in the open field.
That first double handoff went for a 40-yard TD run back in the first quarter for Dawson Wilsey. So now third and six for Unitego as the clock hits 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Shotgun formation here for Unitego. They're going to fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper for Smith drives his way forward, gets up to the 45. He's going to have the first down before he's brought down up at about the 47-yard line. And that was just some gutsy running there by Jared Smith, the quarterback from Unitego.
Yes, it was. And I'll tell you what, it looked like he was going to get absolutely lit up because he was had a guy on him holding him up, and I thought maybe he was going to have a phone-crushing hit like we saw last week, but nope, it didn't happen.
Clock is at 45 seconds here as Unitego has a first and 10. They are just about to midfield going right to left. Smith is back in the shotgun, drops back, throws to his right side. Ball is intercepted here by Walton as it went straight up in the air and is picked off by the Warriors and returned to the 25-yard line. Huge play there by the Walton Warriors defense. I believe that was Caleb Stafford coming down with the INT.
Yeah, and number 31 was the one that made the play happen. He hit the quarterback's arm, threw the ball off in the air, and nice catch by a lineman who doesn't normally touch the football, folks. Did a nice catch and a nice run after the catch.
Good awareness. That thing popped about 10 feet straight up in the air, and to find that in the lights and everything in the heat of the moment, brought it right down and even had a nice 10-yard return.
Absolutely.
31 seconds to go, and now the tides have turned, and Walton has the ball inside Unitego territory about the 25. They're going to fake the handoff as a QB keeper here to the outside, and Walton is going to run it into the back of the end zone. Touchdown here for the Walton Warriors, a QB keeper from Dylan Jacobs.
Absolutely perfect execution of a naked bootleg. He came around, hit the ball, did everything right, raced down the sideline for 6 points. Huge turnover by the Unitego Spartans.
23 seconds to go before the halftime break, and it's 14-12, and this Walton coaching staff is fired up here after that one, folks.
That was a nice place. It came towards us or where we are positioned on the field, and we could see the ball fake, where he put the ball, hit it, and he outran the one guy that had a chance to beat him, and as soon as he did that, he raced up the sideline for six.
So 23 seconds to go before the halftime break, and so an INT, kind of a strange play where the ball popped out of the Unitego quarterback's hand straight up in the air. Walton recovers, and as you said, kind of that naked bootleg. One play, they run it in for the touchdown. It's 14-12. They take a timeout here before they go for two.
And again, like we said, Coach Hoover, been around for so many years. First time he ran that play tonight that we saw it, and it went for 6 points.
Just kind of situational play calling, I think, there. He saw something and saved it for that moment. So a nice job there by Walton. And that's the thing. You can't ever count this Walton team out. Down 16 three separate times last week against Oneonta, still found a way to win 52-50.
Well, and you score 30 points in the fourth quarter.
That'll happen. That will happen. So Walton is going to go for two here with 23 seconds to go before the halftime break. Jacob is under center. He's going to hand off to Sorachinsky. He's not going to get it. Not going to get it. Good job crashing through there. Dean Reed once again brings him down, so it's going to be Unitego 14 and Walton 12.
Dean Reed, man of the first half on defense for the Unitego Spartans, absolutely just dominating that interior line.
He's making an early play for a
defensive player of the year.
Post-game award here. Nice job in this first half. We've seen some great back and forth here tonight between Unitego and Walton. Still 23 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's Unitego 14, Walton 12. We will keep it right here, but just a note, folks, the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll have a lot to talk about from the first half here. Get you set for games tomorrow as well. A majority of our local teams are playing on Saturday afternoon tomorrow, so we'll let you know who, what, where, when, and how for those games.
Unbeknownst to me, because I called somebody to ask them to help me out with the scores, keep us posted, and we don't play tonight, we play tomorrow.
It's different every week around here, depending on if you're playing somewhere with lights or not. So, 14-12 to score, Unitego ahead, and they're going to get the ball back here after a Walton touchdown. And so this one is just going to be covered up, a little squib kick went down to the 35-yard line, and Zach Youngs did a good job for Unitego to cover.
Yeah, and I got to believe, I think we'll be happy with that score, leading by two at halftime. I think they'll just take a knee here and pick it into the second half.
I would think that would be the smart play here for Unitego, leading 14-12. Had to be difficult to see that ball get picked off. I mean, I don't want to call it a fluky play, you don't see many like that happen.
Well, and it wasn't fluky, and it wasn't an error on the quarterback. It was a great defensive play. Because the kid grabbed his arm and made it flutter up in the air. He couldn't get his forward motion with the throw. So, you know, and then great awareness by the linemen. And again, linemen don't touch the ball. So when they get a chance, they're excited. And
yes,
you could see that when he caught it, because he saw nothing but daylight in front of him. And he tried like the best he could to get down there and got a nice 10-yard gain.
Unitego does take the knee, and that's going to do it for the first half with the score. Unitego 14, Walton 12. A very entertaining back-and-forth game. You're not going to want to miss the second half here, folks, on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, our free audio archive, is all courtesy of SFCU. You can go there anytime and listen to any games we've done over the last couple of years. This game will be up there later tonight, so we are your source for free games if you want to listen back to those on demand at any time. Again, our halftime score, Unitego 14 and Walton 12. We'll have the Morabito Energy Products coming up here in just a couple of minutes. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.